We are Lama Tess Amar Aleph. We are at the Mishnah, right? Yeah? The Mishnah? I think so. Okay. So it says the Mishnah as follows. Hamifata nosein shlosha dvarim via ones arba. Right? And we've seen this distinction between mifata and ones. Right? Mifata is more like a seduction by the man to the woman, and the ones is actually is rape. And so the mifata, the man who's mifata, woman pays three things, and the onus is going to pay four. So mifata nosein boshes upegam uknas. Right, so the mifata pays for her embarrassment, for her certain damage, and for knas and a fine. Most of a love onus shenosein eshatzar, and onus is pay something additional, which is pain. So ma bein ones lemifata. What's the difference between ones and mifata? Ha ones nosin esatzar, ben mifata in nosin esatzar. So one difference is that the ones pays the tzar for tzar, mifata does not pay for the tzar. We have to figure out why the Mishnah had to basically repeat the same thing twice. Now ones nosin miyad, va mifata lechashayotzi. The ones, the ma'anes pays immediately, right? After he did what he did, so he's got to, immediately he's going to have to pay the father for what he did. In the case of Mifata, though, it's only when he sends her out of his domain. We'll see what that means. And presumably related to the fact, the question of like whether they got married, because we're going to talk about the fact that he's, in a certain sense, required to marry her, obviously, unless she doesn't want to. But the point being that Mifata is only going to pay once that whole process is done. That she's decided not to stay or decided to leave, etc. Ha'ones shote ba'tzitzo, ba'mefata imratza lahotzi motzi. The ones has to drink from his atzitzo, is like a cup or his pot, okay? And the mefata, if he wants to send her out, he's allowed to from being married to her. So it says the Mishnah. He said, "Show said about tzitzit." What does that mean? It's a drink from his own pot. What is that referring to? Afilu hi chigeres, afilu hi suma, afilu hi mukashkin. Meaning, wherever she is, even if she's lame or she's blind or she's has some type of disease, whatever it is, he still doesn't have a choice. It sounds like he needs to stay married to her. Nimtza ba devar erva. But if you find something about her that's really really not okay, that's the language. Nimsa ba evras davar. That's the language the Torah uses when talking about when a man has a right to divorce his wife. He finds something about her that was very inappropriate, or something she did wrong, etc. So then, she'ein ru'ula v'l b'Yisrael, or someone he's not allowed to marry. She was a mamzeres or whatever. So ein rasha l'kayma. He's not allowed to stay with her. She'ne'amar v'lo si ali isha isha haru'ula lo. It's got to be someone that he is able to stay married to. So look at Rashi. Rashi says Boshes Pagam, we're gonna explain later. And when it comes to Ones, Nosin Miyad, Rashi says, what do you mean Miyad? La Via pays immediately who La Via Afa Pisha Kon. So that's even if after he was Ma'anis her, he marries her, he still has to pay and he pays it immediately. And we're gonna talk about the question of Lashayotzi. The Gemara is going to add, is going to later ask the question, what does it mean when he divorces her? I thought he's not allowed to divorce her. Because we're going to see this, the Torah says, Mahor Yim Harenalo, that he's going to marry her right away. If he's Mefata, a man who's Mefata has to marry the woman right away. So we'll see, what does it mean that when he sends her out, he's not allowed to send her out. So we'll figure, we're going to see what that means. And then Shosa Batzitzo, says Rashi, drinks from his own pot, Bechli Shebachar Lo Lishtosbo, right? He drank from a certain cup, so he's now stuck with that cup or that pot. Klomar al korcho yisaena kedisev lo yuchal l'shalchal koyamav. Right, because the pasuk says he's not allowed to ever divorce the woman. So we're going to see that doesn't mean if it's against her will. Meaning if she doesn't want to stay, she's allowed to leave. We'll see how that works. But the point being, shows sabatito means it's basically his. Now you chose this woman and you were with her even though she didn't want to be with you. So now you're stuck. Okay.
This is still all talking about a Nara specifically, or
that is a good question. In terms of the payment going to the father, the answer would be yes, presumably. So it sounds like we're still talking about there can be ones You know, obviously in situation when it's not a naira, right. But the money we talked about before, that the money would go probably to the father in that case. So it sounds like we are talking about a naira. Yeah, that's a fair point. It sounds like we are still talking about a naira, but it doesn't mean that onus can only apply to a naira. But yes, in terms, it sounds like in this case we are still talking about a naira. We'll see. That's a good point. Okay, so says the Gemara follows Sa'ar Demai. So what pain are we talking about? Even though we probably think it's obvious what the pain is, we'll see the Gemara is going to go through different explanations. What does it mean that the tsar that comes in this case? So Amar Avodah Shmuel, tsar shechabta al gabe karka. Avodah Shmuel says...
By the way, sorry.
That
Rashi that you read before.
Yes.
I think you said that it pays the father. So it must be the Naira, right?
Right. Correct. Right. That's the whole conversation here is paying the Av. So Lechor, it's talking about the father. I'm just pointing out that Ones doesn't have to only apply to a naira, but yeah, correct. Okay, so says the Gemara, tsar demai. What's the tsar? Amar v'udeshuval tsar de shechabta al gabe karka. The pain is that what? That he literally that he throws her on the ground before he's manis her. So that pain of being physically put on the ground. So that's the tsar we're talking about. So maskefla Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera, that's not that can't be it. Why? Elamiyad, because if that was true. If he threw her on something soft, so then he's potter from paying. Clearly not. So it's not just about that the ground is hard. That's not the deciding factor in whether he has to pay for tsar. So if you're going to tell me no, that really is what's going on here. But we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon in the name of Rabbi Shimon, Ones Eino Mishalim Esatzar Mipnisha Sofa. Because there was an opinion that Rabbi Shimon who said that an Ma'anis does not pay for Tsar. Why? Because at the end of the day, she's going to experience that Tsar with her own husband. So there's nothing new about what's happening here, right? And so Rashi says, so Rashi, top of the Testament base, that's not something that's going to happen with her husband, hopefully, that she's being physically abused in that way. That's hopefully not going to happen. So that's not necessarily going to happen. So that can't be the tsar we're talking about. So Amrilo, so they responded to Rabbi Shimon, and this is a continuation of that brisa. Ain't no doma niv elas ba'onas than niv elas ba'ratzon. What are you talking about? The experience of because what lechora is the brisa really talking about? That presumably sounds like the tsar of the tashmish itself, which can be painful certainly for a woman who has not had tashmish before. Even if it's done, even if it's with someone who is not trying to hurt her, not forcing her, and maybe that's what the Amrulo is saying, or Shimon presumably is saying, what do you mean? This is something. Even with a man that she's married to, it can hurt. So it's not his. He has to pay. That's not tsar caused by the ma'anes per se. And their response is that's actually not true, because when it's with someone doing it forcefully, chalila, it's going to hurt much more. But the point being, clearly this idea of chabata bakarka is not the tsar that we're talking about. So Ella Amrav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Tsar Shal Pisok Haraglayim. So he said. So Nachman says, in the name of Ravua, it's the pain of the legs being moved apart. V'cheinu Omer v'tipashke esragleich lachol over. Right. That's the language that's used, sort of like in a. I mean, Yechezkel says it, so it's not crass, but like that's speaking about someone who's allowing themselves to be with anybody, so they do that. They open their legs in that way. That's like a language that's used. So doing that to someone forcefully would cause them pain. So ihachi befutanami is going to say, well, that's true. That doesn't hurt that much. So it's only so much that hurts. So that I can even apply in case of mafata, which is again mafata is not totally against her will in that way. So maybe that would apply there also. So Amrav Nachman, Amrav Rabbi Baravuam, Mashal de Mefuta. I'll give you a Mashal from Mefuta. Lamad Davar Dome. The Adam Sha'amr Lachavero Karashi Ryan Sheli Vipater. So no, Mefuta is not the same, because Mefuta is like what? Someone who says, go ahead, you can tear my clothing and I'm Mochal. Like it's fine. I don't care, right? So Mashal Sheli Davuan Inhu. What do you mean? What do you mean? My clothing. It belongs to her father. It belongs to her father, meaning that it's the you know, if something happens to her, the father is the one who gets paid. So Ella, I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Ravua, Pichos Shebehen, Omaros, Omaros Mufuta Ilatzar. Right? So Pichos Shebehen, Omros Mufuta Ilatzar. So Rav Ravua says, no, it's, you know, it's people, the women who are sophisticated and smart, they know that a Mufuta doesn't have Tzar. Right? That's not the same thing. So Vahaka Chazina de Isla. So it says, what do you mean? We see that she does. So Amra Vaye, Amra Li'im. So they give like three examples of what's going on here. So Abaye says, my mother told me, Kemaya Chamime Al Reshe De Karcha. So like the feeling of having this happen to her is like hot water on a bald head. Rava Amar, Amra Li Bas Rav Chista. Bas Rav Chista told me, Ki Rivda De Kusilsa. It's like Rivda Kusilsa. What does that mean? Rashi says Rivda Nikor. It's like someone Kusilsa says the Kli Uman Mekis. It's someone who's a bloodletter, like puncturing the vein. Right? He's like putting in the needle for. I mean, it hurts, but it's a small amount. This is all referring to this what they call Pisuk HaRaglayim. What does that feel like? So it hurts. It's uncomfortable, but it's not like terrible pain. Rav Papa Amra Li Bas Abba Surah. So Rav Papa says that the daughter of Abba Surah said Ki Nahama Akusha Bechinchi. It's like Kilechem Kashesh Gore Esachich. It's like stale bread on the on your palate. So these are all what the Gemara is trying to get at is that these are examples of uncomfortable experiences. And that's what these feelings are like. So this is the tzar we're talking about. You know, for whatever reason, I think the one question that wasn't clear to me is why don't they just say that's the tzar of the act of tashmish itself, which itself hurts? Like, why is that the? So I think the point is that it's trying to reference like the forcefulness, like that, like, you know, that he's forcing her. That it's an added element of pain here. That even if you would argue that a basula, any basula is together with a man, so it's uncomfortable, it can be painful the first time. But here, the point is that there's something added to that, more than that, and that's the tzara that we're talking about. Okay.
Also, something before we get to that question.
Yeah.
The first question was, Vuan Ninhu Shelley, again, presumption is it's a Nara, because it's saying the
Vuan Ninhu, yes, correct. Yeah, correct. Yeah, right, correct, exactly, yes. And by the way, that also plays into the question of the tzar. Right, when it's a pasula, so there's going to be a certain element of tzar. That's sort of part of the point here, that there's a certain element of tzar that comes naturally. So the question is, what is he adding to it? And I think that's why they're focusing on the pisuk reglai, which is like an added element of forcefulness and pain. That is something that happens only when chalila someone would do this. Okay. Ha'ones no se miyad ha'mafadah l'chashayotzi. So that's talking now about this distinction between miyad right away or l'chashayotzi. What are we talking about? Right? That the onus pays right away and the mafata only pays after certain things happen. So says the Gemara l'chashayotzi, what, when he divorces her? Ishtoi. Ishtoi? What do you mean? Are they married? Like, what are you talking about? Like, they're not married because this happened once. Like, what are you talking about? So Amar Abaye, Eima l'chashalo yichnos. No, when does he pay? He pays... What, meaning, she doesn't necessarily marry him. That's possible, but it doesn't have to happen. So, what does it mean when he sends her away? Like the fact that they're together one time does not make her married to him. So what are we talking about? So, Abaye says no. It's when it ends up that she doesn't marry him, right? When the decision is made not to marry her. Rashi says l'chashe lo yichnos shetema'in hi ohavia ohamefata atzma. Right? Any one of the three of them. Decide that they're not going to stay married. They're not going to get married. So when that happens, so that's when he has to pay. So Tani Nami Hachiz, you have a verse that supports this idea. Afa Bisha Amru Hamefata Nosein L'chashelo Yichnos. So even though he said that Mefata pays when she doesn't marry him, Boshes Upagam Nosein Miyad. Nevertheless, the Boshes and the Pagam, so that he pays immediately. And whether it's onus mefata, either the girl or her father can say, no, this is not going to happen. We're not going to get married. Sometimes people ask the question, like, why in the world would she want to marry him? Right? Look what he just did to her. Why would he want to marry her? So the simple answer is there was a certain, right, like financial reality, in, certainly in that time, you know, in the old days, that a woman who had, this had happened to her, the chances of getting married now was much less. And the really concern was that she's going to be, someone's going to take care of her. Someone's going to be married to her and take care of her needs. And so the possibility that we would at least, if she and the father were willing to, could stay with the man and at least be taken, you know, he would take care of her and be responsible for her. You know, that's, you know, not taking care, you know, even taking into account all the emotional, you know, stuff, baggage that would be there. But that's like the idea of her, like, even considering this idea, like, she would stay with him. What do you mean stay with him? I mean, stay with him meaning that he'd be responsible for her. But okay.
So in the Mifrata case, if they decide to get married, then when would he pay the knas?
Ah, so good. So let's see. Good, yeah.
Does he pay
knas? Good, so that's what we're going to talk about, yeah. So, okay, so Bishlam Mifuta Diksev Ima In Yima In Aviha. Right, so I understand, and we're talking about now the difference between who says no, the daughter or the father. So I understand when it comes to the mafata, it says ima inya ina via, and if the father refuses, ainli ela avia, he asks me nine. I understand that's if the father says no, but what about if she doesn't want to get married to him? Tamalomar yima ain, mi kol makom, right? Right, yima ain. So any refusal, that double language implies it doesn't just have to be the father, but even if the girl herself doesn't want to marry the guy. So ella ones, but when it comes to ones, bishlama ihi k'se velosia, right? When it ones, it says velosia lisha, right? That she will be a wife to him, but tia midaita, right? The language of tia implies that it's something that she wants, right? Rashi, I think, says. Tia, Rashi says, like almost the middle. Like almost the exact middle of the skinny lines, the last word lines tiya mashma hi mehave es atzma lo, right? Lo siya li shali tiya implies something active on her part. She agrees, right? But elavia minanon. How do we know that she can disagree? That the father can say no, even if she wants to. Rabbiye shlo ye chote nizkar. So you see machlokas Rabbiye and Rava. So Rabbiye says, I'll tell you why. Because if we say that once they get he's ma'anis her, now he gets to marry her even if the father doesn't want it, right? So then what's going to happen? He was ma'anis her, and now she, you know, now the payment of the ksuba is less, right? Because he was ma'anis her, and now this guy who did this terrible thing, he gets you know, a reward in the sense that he doesn't have to pay as much in the ksuba. So that would be ridiculous. So it can't be. So it must be the father. Has to, you know, if the father doesn't want it, he's able to say no. So Rava Amar Kavachomer. Rava says, I'll tell you a different reason. These are both svaras, right? Someone's Abai is like giving you a pasuk. Like he's just telling you it's impossible, but it can't be that we, you know, the father cannot disagree, you know, in this case, because then the guy's gonna, you know, financially it works out for him. So Rava says, no, I'll tell you a different svar. Kavachomer. Uma mefata shlo avar ela al das avia bilvad. Right, when it comes to mefata, he violates not the girl. The girl agreed, but she's very young. Right? But the father was against it, right? So he violated really the das of the father. Bein he bein aviha yecholin la'akiv. And in that case, who can disagree? Either one of them can say, no, we're not going to get married. So ones sha'aver al das aviha ve'al das natsav. But the ones where he violates the rights of the father and the daughter, right? Could lo kol shkin, and certainly there, the father and the daughter should both be able to say no. So that sounds like a very good svara. So Rava lo amar k'Abaye. So why doesn't, so Rava doesn't hold like Rava who uses the kavachomer clearly doesn't hold by Abaye. So what about Abaye's idea of shlei chote niskar? Why doesn't the Rava hold like that? So Rava lo amar k'Abaye kevan da kamishalim knas lav chote niskar. He says no, that's not really chote niskar, because what happens? Yeah, he has to pay less in the ksuba, but he had to pay the knas. So he's not really getting off scot free. He still and then they has to pay. So it's not really chote niskar. Abaye lo amar k'Rava. Okay, so why does Abaye not hold like Rava's kavachomer? For the following case, mifata diihu matzi me'akev aviha nami matzi me'akev mifata, where she can say, right, I don't want to marry you. The father, you know, can also say, can say no. Ones diihu lo matzi me'akev aviha nami lo matzi me'akev. But when it comes to ones, him, thank you, yes. Right, so sorry, let's go back. So when it comes to Mefate, he the man, thank you, can be ma'akev. He can say no. When it comes to ma'akev, to mefata, the man himself, right? The mefata himself can say, I don't want to marry her, right? So then when he can say no, the father can also say no. But it comes to ones, where he can't say no, right? He's the ma'anes, where he can't say no. So the father also shouldn't be able to say no. So that's why he has a countering kal v'chomer, and that's why he doesn't hold for the kal v'chomer of Rav. Thank you. Okay, Tani Idach. It's another brisa. Afa bisha amru ones no sin miyad kishayotzi. Sorry, afa bisha amru ones no sin miyad kishayotzi hu ein la alav kolum. Right. So even though we said an ones has to pay right away, right, when he's divorces her, he doesn't have to pay anything. Meaning, he doesn't pay anything. Presumably means he doesn't have to also pay, you know, something extra together with the ksuba. If he's divorcing her, then she's paying the ksuba. Doesn't pay anything, you know, additionally. Kishiyotzi, just like the Gemara, kishiyotzi mi matzi mafikla. What do you mean when they get divorced? Again, I thought the onus is not allowed to divorce her. So what are you talking about? So ema kishay teitze he. Right. No, rather it's when she leaves. Right. If she wants to leave, then ain la alav klum. Then she can't ask for anything at that point. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says afa bisha amru ones no sin miyad kishayotzi ena ain la alav klum. Rashi says v'lo amrinan ain kanasa tachas ksubasa. Right, and we don't say, you know, oh, you pay the ksuba and you also pay the kanas. No, we don't say that. Shari la via no sin miyad ela kesef kanasa hu ela kesef kanasa hu ksubasa. And the money of the kanas is considered like the ksuba. Same thing. If he would die, so then again the kesef of the kanas, you know, is yotze with the ksuba. You don't pay both. Okay, so continues the Gemara. Mace so that Rashi points that out. This is the next on the Gemara. Mace yotze kesef kanas b'ksubasa. And again, if he dies, so then the money that for the kanas is kind of like swallowed up within the ksuba. Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda Omer, Yesh la ksuba mana. Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda says, by the way, the ksuba she gets is the ksuba of a mana that she gets in that case, which you might have argued she doesn't get because she wasn't a psula when they got married, but she was a psula when they were together the first time. So, what's the machalkes? So, Rabbanan Savre, time and my take. So basically, the machalkes is, does she get a separate ksuba when she eventually leaves? Right? So, he was ma'anis her, they got married, and that, so he had never you know, paid the kanas. So what happens now? Do what does she get paid when they leave? So does she get the ksuba or doesn't get a ksuba on top of things? So what's machlokas? So my come to figure rabbanan savrei. So what rabbanan are saying? Time amayik takin rabbanan ksuba kadesh lo yitei kala be'in av lotzia. What was the whole reason for ksuba? I mentioned this in one of the first dapim, right? Is we don't want it to be so easy for people to get divorced. So we say if you can get divorced, you have to pay all this money, right? So that's it makes the husband be more careful before he divorces his wife. But this guy can't divorce her. Right? This guy already has a halacha that he's not allowed to divorce his wife unless she wants to leave. So you're going to tell me he needs to pay a ksuba also? What do you need a ksuba for? Now you don't. This is like the one case we don't need a ksuba because he's not allowed to divorce her. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Hanam Mitzarla Ad Amra Hi Lo Ba'inilach. So Rabbi Yehuda said no, but here he's still being Mitzahar every second until he finally divorces her, and that's why we would say he still has to go ahead and pay. And that's we don't say, oh well, since he can't divorce her, no need to pay. No, the answer is he should have to feel like every moment here he's causing her pain still until she says I'm not interested in you, and that's why we still require the ksuba. So that's the machalkas there. But okay, so we'll stop here, and I guess we'll pick up next week with Daf Mem. Okay, shkoyach.